ברשות כבוד הרבנים, שליטה, הכל הקודש הזה. בפייד משקיח, רבי שיבת מיר, רבי שיבת תומריש, רבי חזקל, רבי משנין, ורפאי, לברוכה, רימאק, that we learn from the words of our Rabbeim how great is the koyach of tefillah. And it's the greatness of the koyach of tefillah which is the reason for the Rani tefillah's foundation's efforts in infusing us, in prodding us towards establishing the connection with the Borei Olam through this wondrous medium of tefillah, which we so desperately need, not only at this period of time, but at every moment of our lives. And we have to thank the Rani Tefillah Foundation through its English agents headed by Dudi Iskovit, and also start the day the Torah way for the initiative here this evening to get us into the mood for Yom HaKodesh. The Mashgiach says that the koyach of Limud Torah is beyond all comparison. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Ein lakodesh baruch hu ba'olamai ela dalet am shel halacha bilvad. That's all the Ribbono shel Olam has in his world. The Torah HaGadosha. And nevertheless, and despite the fact that every word of Torah that we pronounce has awesome power, but it doesn't have the power to nullify gezeiros in the same way that tefillah can. Allow me to cite the Medrash Esther Rabbah. Why Esther Rabbah, you'll ask? The Arizal says, Yom HaKippurim is Yom Kippurim. What we can achieve on Yom HaKippurim is akin to what is achievable on Purim itself, when a person at the height of Simcha, of Ahavat Hashem, can get so close. We nearly have that on Yom HaKodesh. And it says in the Medrash Esther Rabbah, the Klal Yisrael was sinning, Nehenu Misudasa Shalosha Rasha. They participated in the festivities conducted by Achashverosh when the Klei Beit HaMikdash were taken out and used. And at that time, Kostav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al HaMegillah L'Chalos Et Yisrael. Initially, it wasn't to be a Megillat Esther. There was to be a Megillah, a scroll on which was written the total destruction of Klal Yisrael. And it was written not by Haman, not signed by Ahasuerus, but written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bichvoidoi Va'atzmoi. And he wrote it. Yotzisah HaTorah Bevigdei Almonos. The Torah HaKadosha clad itself in garments of mourning, v'nosna koila bevechi, and cried with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malachi Hashores cried out when they heard the Torah crying, and they said, Ribbono shel Olam in Yisrael b'teilim in ha'olam, if there won't be a Klal Yisrael in this world, onu lama onu tzrichim ba'olam, why are we needed in the cosmos? And when the sun and the moon heard this, off will they come. They extinguished their light. And at that time, says the Medrash, Rotzeli Ozachel Atoy Bebehola Eitzel Avat HaOlam, Eliyahu HaNavi runs in a state of bewilderment to Avraham, Yitzhak and Yaakov, Ve'itzel Moshe Ben Amram. Ve'yom HaLohem, and Eliyahu HaNavi said to them, Admosai Ozachel HaOlam, Redumim B'Sheina. Why are the Ozachel HaOlam sleeping in a deep slumber, vi atem mashkichim, al atzara shebenechem shiruyim ba, are you not paying attention to the woe, to the disaster in which your children find themselves? Amru lo mit neima, the other HaKadoshim didn't know what was happening. Why? Amru lahem mit neishen ahenu yisol misudotu shalach ashverosh. Klal Yisrael has assimilated, has identified with the practices of the mores of Ahasuerus and the Persians. And the decree from on high is that they should be destroyed, and no vestige of their memory will remain. The response of the Avos HaKadoshim was, Imheim Avru, Al Dat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they have transgressed the religion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nechtema Gezei Rasam, and their decree has been sealed, Ma Anu Yecholim La'atos, what can we do? Chazai Eliyahu Eitel Moshe. So Eliyahu went to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ey Raya Nehemo, that he cried out to him, you're the faithful shepherd of Am Yisrael. Kama ko'omim on Mazatala Peretli Israel. So many times you stood in the breach for Am Yisrael. Tal Togazelosom Levilti Ashkis. And you annulled the decrees against them so that they weren't destroyed. Matane Arat Torah Hazos. What do you have to say about this current Gezerah, this Torah? Omaloi Moshe. Klum yesh odom kasher ba'oisai hadar. Is there an Erech Hayid on planet Earth? Omaloi yesh. Eliyahu HaNavi said there is. Ushmoi Mordechai. Omaloi leich ba'oidiyoi. You tell Mordechai. Kedei sheyamad hu mishom b'tfila. That he down there on planet Earth should stand in tefillah, and I will not abrogate my responsibility. I will also daven from here, and will seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy. Omalei, Eliyahu HaNavi then did not withhold the seriousness of the situation. Roya Nemon, faithful Shevet Kvan Nichtevai Geret Kloyal Yisrael. It's not a Gezerah al peh. It's already been enshrined in writing, which means that the Gezerah is ever more serious. And how can it possibly be nullified? By Tefillah. Omale Moshe. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, in betit hi chatuma, if it's only sealed in clay, tefillatenu nishma'a, our tefillah will be heard. Because the roshem is weak, it can be obliterated. The in bedam nechtema, and if it's written in blood or ink, something which lasts, mashahoya, what has been decreed, who, that will remain. Omalei betit hi chasuma. Eliyahu HaNavi confirmed that it was only sealed in clay. Omalei Moshe Rabbeinu. Leichu lohidiyo lemotai. Go and tell Mordechai it's time to daven. Miyad halav lohidiyo. Hado this is. Having informed Mordechai, that's what we find in Megillat Esther. O Mordechai yoda eis kol lachem naso. Mordechai knew absolutely everything. He was given the tip-off by Eliyahu HaNavi of the extent of the Gezerah, min hashamayim, and what needed to be done. Here we see Morag Rabbeisai. But even though the Torah, Shechogrof Sak, which put on sackcloth and demonstrated before the Ribbono Shel Olam its sadness and shed copious tears, but that couldn't help to save Klal Yisrael from their sorrow. It was only the Koyach HaTefillah through which Klal Yisrael could be saved. A special segula, it's specially auspicious, this tefillah that we have that can save us, it can be mevatel gezeiros. But what do we see from Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction? That it wasn't good enough to invoke the powers of those who are begin Zemeroimim, who are no longer on earth. In order for a campaign of tefillah to be successful, in order to be the battle gezeiros, there has to be a mafgia. There has to be somebody down here who can daven effectively. Klum yesh olam kosher ve'osei dor. Is there an olam kosher in that generation? But Rabbeisai, what do we say in our slichos? Shorti avdu chasideinu. See, Ribbono Shel Olam, our pious ones are no longer. Umaskiya ein ba'adeinu. We have no one to intercede and beseech on our behalf. Does that mean chas v'chalila that we cannot be redeemed from our sorrows? Zokta Novi Hosea. Chava atta bin Ephraim hamachloi. Rashi explains Chava atta bin Ephraim, Klal Yisrael is firmly attached, has a chibur to atta bin Kesev Zohar to idols. And when they are in a position of being totally engrossed in Avodah Zohar, it's impossible for Klal Yisrael to be parted therefrom. So you the Navi, leave them alone. There's no point in giving them reproof, it won't have any effect. But Chazal come along and they interpret this pasuk completely differently. If Klal Yisrael lives in harmony, if there's a chibur between all segments of Am Yisrael, if there's achdus, even if there's avodah zarah amongst them, chamach loy, leave them alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Kateiga, to Satan, leave them alone. We daven, uchsoiv lechayim toivim kol b'nei v'risecha. Inscribe in a good life everybody from B'nai Habrit, from Am Yisrael. Why does it say kol? Are there people in Klal Yisrael that we love to hate? Are there people next door that I cannot get on with halakhically and therefore will be prepared to lambast them and to speak Lashon Hara and Rechilus about them? Amazingly, the amount of tolerance that it can have for people who are far away from us, but for people who are just slightly to the left or slightly to the right, we feel it's impossible to associate ourselves with them. So what do we mean when we say those words of Soy Lechayim Toivim, call the neighboring setter? Are we saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but excluding my next door neighbor who carries or doesn't carry within the area of one Shabbos? Who do we mean by call the neighboring setter? If Chobor Asabim Ephraim Hanachloi, if we feel ourselves as part and parcel of an indivisible nation that does have differences, there are different Shavatim and different approaches, and we're entitled to have strong halakhic views, and to dismiss out of hand the views of others, but at one and the same time to be Mole Ahavat Yisrael towards them. The Klal Yisrael is the Odom HaKosher Ba'osei Dor. Maskiah Ein Ba'adenu is an individual, maybe not, but we have a Klal if it is united, and therefore Hanach Loi. We can be Mevatel Gezeiros Ra'at Tfilos. We are not to be punished, we are to be saved. So let this Yom HaKippurim be Nis'oire, to be Mispalel, not just for ourselves. And when we say Uchsev Lechayim Tzevim Kol B'nei Risecha, we shouldn't just mean ourselves, our own family. And broaden our horizons to encompass Hashem's children. Let's daven for Klal Yisrael Kuloi. Just like the Odom Kosher Ba'oseh Hador Mordechai HaTzadik. About whom it says, Doresh Toiv La'amo, is always looking for the good in his people. The Doiver Shalom Lechol Zaroi. And for all Zara Beit Yisrael, he was Doiver Shalom. And if we will do that, and if we will be mekabel upon ourselves, like the Arizal said that we should at the beginning of our tefillah, the mitzvah of Ehavta L'Recha Kamoicha. Maybe the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine down upon us and bring that Geula of Yeshua which we so desperately need. The Refuah Shelema for all those people wounded recently. The Refuah HaNefesh for all those mourning over their children who have died in battle. And for Yidden around the world who have suffered sorrows. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu who said, Lo Ilomai Dai, Yoma L'Tzoratzeinu Dai. And we should all be blessed with the Shnat Geula Yeshua, Amen, Ken Yirachon. Rav Agon, Rav Yisrael, Yisrael Meir Greenberg Shlita, has come like a breath of fresh air to Northwest London. And I must say, I did twist his arm to ask him to speak here tonight. It's very difficult in starting in the new shtela, and there will be many people who would like to have his services. But I said this is an exception to the rule, and I'm announcing it in public. He shouldn't be under any further pressure. And it's with great hadas covered that we wait to hear Divrei Chizuk from Harav Greenberg Shlita.